Hey, hey, this is Julie, and you're listening to Grace Over 40, the podcast for women over 40 who want to get back in touch with who they are and where they're headed and match the faith they're wanting to the faith they're living. But this ain't your mama's Christian podcast, so buckle in for some real talk and a good sprinkle of humor, along with some faith-filled encouragement as we ride this 40s thing out together. Thanks so much for being here. Hey, can I ask you a quick favor before we get started with today's episode? Would you take a second to go leave me a review and a rating on iTunes or even wherever you listen to my podcast? If you like the Grace Over 40 podcast and have appreciated things that you've learned here or things that I've spoken about, I would love it if you would help spread the word. And the best way to do that is to leave a review or a rating so that other people who are just kind of scrolling by can see it and think, hey, that actually looks like it might be kind of cool. I would greatly appreciate it. It only takes a couple of minutes to do so, and it would really help me out a lot. Thanks so much for your help. I'm back. Hi. Oh my gosh. I have missed you guys so much. So much. I hope you've missed me too. I hope that you follow me on social media so you are on my email list so that you knew that I was taking a brief hiatus. It actually ended up being a little longer than I had anticipated, but I had a lot going on. I started Midlifery, my private group coaching program, in August. And also in August, my son went back to school, quote unquote. It's virtual learning, so basically homeschooling. I'm sure you're in the same boat. I'm sure you're well aware. There was just a lot going on. There really was. I wanted to put my all into both of those things. It was really important to me that Midlifery got off to the absolute best start that it could. And I really wanted to pour myself into that program for my members. And then, you know, with my son, I just really wanted to make him feel comfortable and get in a routine and all that stuff. So I've taken a little bit of a break. I'm so glad to be back. It feels so good to be holding this microphone again. I'm just excited to be here with you today. And we're talking about something that I can't believe I haven't done a podcast about yet. Today is episode 38. It is called Bring Your Mess. And I really could not believe that I hadn't talked about this before. I've talked about it on social media, but I actually went back through all my episodes and scrolled through to make sure that I hadn't done this one, because I thought, surely I have. Bring Your Mess is one of my hashtags, like on all of my Instagram posts. The two hashtags that are on every single post is Grace Over 40 and Bring Your Mess. Like, this is my tagline. And yet I haven't talked about it here on the podcast. So here we are. We're talking about bringing our messes and being comfortable with that. And girl, let me tell you, that's a journey in and of itself. But I'm going to tell you what I've learned, and I'm going to share it with you. And I hope that you will take it to heart and maybe find some things that you can put into action in your own life. Because when you realize that it's okay to do this, and not only okay, spoiler alert, not only okay, but this is what you're supposed to do. The freedom that comes from that is amazing. So let's start off with 2 Corinthians 12:9. I love this verse. Listen to this. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. I just want you to let the weight of that just sink into your heart for a second, because we're supposed to be a mess. We're supposed to have weaknesses. We're supposed to. It's not a flaw. It's not something that we need to be trying to change or fix. Now, yes, there are things that we need to do to better ourselves, clearly. But trying to achieve perfection, which is something that I have attempted to do in almost all areas of my life for almost the entire 50 years I've been alive, is so draining and overwhelming. And when I really took hold of this verse and you know, realized that I'd been doing it wrong all along, there was so much freedom in that. So let's talk about this a little bit. So I fought being a mess for a long time. And it's like I said, it's in every regard. Like, especially as women. We feel like we need to have a tidy house, perfectly decorated. Our hair needs to look a certain way. We need to make sure that we're the right weight. We have on the right clothes. Our nails are manicured. We have a pedicure. Our children are well behaved. Our pets don't jump on people when they come over. We're a good cook. We're you know, a good employee. We're a good wife. We're a good friend. We're a good daughter. Just like there's so many roles and there's so many responsibilities, and we try to bring our best to all of those things. And when we don't, we feel like we're falling short. Think about all of those things that I just said. How likely is it that anyone could do a perfect job of all of those things? I don't think there's anybody. I really don't. I don't think there's anybody who does a quote unquote perfect job of all of that stuff. And one of the reasons why is because we weren't created to. Now, we should try to do our best, and we should try to, you know, honor our marriage by being a good wife, and honor the Lord by being good parents to the children that He's entrusted to us, and honor ourselves by taking care of our bodies and all of those things. But the difference is, you don't want to feel like if you're not reaching perfection, that you're not doing a good job. Okay? I want to say that again. Just because you're not reaching perfection does not mean you're not doing a good job. And for those of us who are perfectionists, that's a real big relief, because for a lot of years, I didn't feel that that was the case. So this is a relatively new discovery for me. Over the last, 2-3 years, I guess, where you hear me mention the last 2-3 years a lot, because I have been through such a huge period of spiritual growth and refinement. And there were so many things about myself that I just thought, well, that's just how I am. And I don't like it. I don't like that I'm a worrier all the time and that I live in fear 90% of my life. I don't like that I'm a perfectionist and feel like I've completely failed for the entire day if I didn't get the last load of laundry folded. You know, I don't like that, but that's how I am. Like, that's how I'm wired. That's in my DNA. And so I just have to succumb to the fact that that is always going to be a struggle for me. That is a lie straight from the pit of hell. And the Lord has brought so many things to light for me over the last couple of years. And I truly do believe that it was to prepare me for Grace Over 40 and sharing those things with other people, because the weight that has lifted off my shoulders once I started getting a handle on some of these things is immense. And I can't imagine, now that I know the freedom that's in that, having spent the next however many years, I was going to say 50 years, but I probably won't live to be 100. The next however many years I have left in that prison of perfectionism and fear and worry and all these other things that just plagued me my entire life. So this is a big one. We do not need to strive for perfection. There is freedom in the fact that you are not supposed to have it all together. You're not supposed to. Why is that? Because God can't work with perfect. There's nothing for God to do if you're perfect and your situation is perfect and you don't have struggles. And guess what? You don't feel like you need Him at that point. And that's not what He wants. You were created to have a relationship with Him. And you are not doing that if you're not partnering with Him and calling on Him and in need of His help, because you're perfect and you have it all figured out. So stop fighting the way that you were made. You were created to lean into God and to need His help and to ask for that help. And there is absolute power in the surrender that comes with that. The surrender and just the release and just having the weight lifted off your shoulders of, it's not all your responsibility. Bring your mess. You're supposed to have messy parts. We all do. We were created to be that way, because then we need God to help us with those things. The reason why, other than God wanting to have a relationship with you, the reason why God wants you to have to lean on Him for things and to need Him for things is because, guess what? when you have victory in your life over some of these things, like when I got victory in my life over being a worrier, and I do still have my moments, but oh my gosh, they are so much fewer and farther between. It used to be my underlying emotion, always. There was always this undercurrent of worry about something, because we all know there's always something to worry about, right? So living that way was very difficult. And now that I've been freed from that, from a great deal of that, it was all God for sure. And I will absolutely give him the glory, because I would have lived the rest of my life that way had he not shown me how to get free from that. So it's okay to be messy. It's okay. He wants you to have messy places in your life. And you know what, friend? Maybe you're really messy right now. And I've been there too. I'm raising my hand. I had some really dark periods in my life. A lot of it, well, I guess I'd say most of it, the majority of it, was in my 40s, which is why I was so relieved to get on the other side of a lot of these things. In the span between 40 and 50, I had some of, well, maybe a little bit earlier, maybe like 38 and 50. I had some of the worst years of my life and the best years of my life. So there has been a massive shift in my life over the last several years. And if you are in a place right now where you are just feeling like you don't understand, like my mess isn't my bathroom. My mess isn't that I just worry about things. My mess isn't anything even remotely trivial. I'm a big mess. I have so much mess that I'd be embarrassed to even tell you about it. What I say to you is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's big, small, a little, a lot. It doesn't matter. He wants you to come to him in whatever form of mess you are. He is there for that reason. His power is made perfect in your weakness. So it only stands to reason that the weaker you are, the more perfect his power will become. So look at it that way. It's probably, you know, you're probably going to experience even more of his power the messier that you are. Actually, I know that you will, because that's precisely what happened to me. So I really want to encourage you today. Do not expect perfectionism from yourself. Don't even expect to do things really, really well. You know, even just like a step or two below perfect. You weren't created to. You're going to have messy days. You're going to have messy parts of your life. You're going to have days, you know, when you yourself feel like you're a mess. And that is what he's there for. He's there with grace. He's there with help. He's there with guidance and reassurance and peace for your heart and joy for your spirit. And he's there for it. All you got to do is just let him know you need it and just give that surrender, or just take in that surrender and rest in him and let him do his part of the job, because his power is made perfect in your weakness. I love that so much. So I hope that that is uplifting for you. I hope that that is a relief to you. I know it most certainly was for me. You are never too messy to go to God. You are never too messy to ask him for help. You are never too messy for him to not love you. You are never too messy that he is ashamed of you. You are never too messy that he expects you to clean up before you try to get help from him. Even the messiest mess is a daughter of God and is perfection in his eyes. He just wants to help you through the struggle. So keep that in mind. If you need to, if this is something that is a struggle for you, write out 2 Corinthians 12:9. Just Google the verse, write it on a post-it or 4 or 5, and put that verse in places where you'll regularly see it, so that you won't be so hard on yourself, because he loves you and his power is made perfect in that weakness that you're so hard on yourself about. I want to talk to you a little bit about midlifery. I know you've heard me speak about it before, but I want to let you know that the doors are reopening on September 20th. They've been closed since, well, since the very initial launch of Midlife Free, which has been 2-3 months ago. 2 months ago, I guess. But it's been going really great. The members are loving it. If I do say so myself, I feel kind of weird, like patting myself on the back about that. But I've just been so blessed and thrilled with, you know, the things that they're telling me that they're getting out of it and how much it's helping them. We have talked about a whole bunch of stuff in there already, and it's only been a couple of months. If you don't know, Midlife Free is, like I mentioned, my private group coaching program. It's basically based around midlife, of course, and it is centered around what I call the three pillars. So physical health, which obviously we need to be pretty good about midlife because we're entering into our older years. A lot of times we do have struggles at this age with weight and, you know, potential health issues and things like that. So we definitely talk about how to improve our physical health in a number of different areas. Emotional health, for sure. Things like dealing with relationship issues midlife, you know, all the different things that can happen, empty nesting, even just your kids getting independent, you know, having feelings of inferiority or self-worth issues because of all the changes that are happening with aging and things like that. Hormone influence that makes you feel happy 1 minute and angry or sad 2 minutes later, all those things. And then we also, of course, talk about spiritual health, midlife, and how to do a lot of the things that we talk about here on the podcast. I mean, we've gone over several things so far. This week, we're actually talking about how to step into self-discipline and to become more self-disciplined. God created us to be self-disciplined. A lot of us fall away from that, though, and it definitely can cause some problems in your life. He wants us to not just be learners and listeners, but he wants us to be doers. And in order to be able to do that, you need to have self-discipline. So we're talking about that right now. Just we cover a myriad of stuff, all topics that are relative to life in general and also some of which are related to midlife specifically. I would love to have you there. I'm collecting a wait list right now of people who are interested. If you just go to the Grace Over 40 website, you will see a tab up top or a drop down if you're looking on mobile, and you will see it says, I can't remember if it just says Midlife Free Program or maybe Midlife Free Wait List, but at any rate, that's what it's called. So just look for that. Click on that. You can sign up for the wait list, and actually some pretty cool things about getting it on the wait list. First of all, you'll be eligible for some bonuses. If you do end up signing up for the program, you get some super sweet bonuses. There are four of those, so please go check those out. And then also you get a waitlisters discount. So you're going to be actually able to get in for a lower rate than people who sign up and were not on the wait list first. So please go take a look at that, graceover40.com, and then just look for the Midlife Free tab. I would absolutely love to have you there. I'm so thankful to be back with you guys. I hope that this episode has blessed you. And until next time, take care of yourself. Bye now. Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second to thank you so much for listening to this episode of Grace Over 40. It just means the world to me that you're here. I also wanted to invite you to please follow me on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest as Grace Over 40. I would love to have you join me there. And I really love also getting emails from you guys. So please feel free to shoot me an email at julie@graceover40.com. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, would you either share it with your friends and or take a second to just go leave me a quick rating and a comment? Doing those things helps me get my message in front of even more people, and it would just mean the absolute world to me. So thanks again for being here today, and I will see you next time.